This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, happy Halloween, everybody. I am Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I am Lisa Wysocki from Nashville, Tennessee, and you are listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for October 31st, episode 1032. This episode is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
I had to do it.
An eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise. And suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory.
Did I get them all in?
Well, I think you just got all that and more. I've been just sitting here dancing around my living room listening to all that. That's awesome.
You know, I can't do Halloween without Monster Mash. I'm sorry. I know people hate that song, but I can't have Halloween without Monster Mash.
Oh, no, it just wouldn't be the same. I love it.
No, it would be. It wouldn't be. Or some Thriller. But I had to put the screams in right before Michael Jackson. So, you know.
Of course he did, Glenn.
Happy Halloween, everybody. Welcome back, Lisa.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
It's always fun to have you here filling in for Jamie. Jamie, of course, is on her way, or she left last night for L.A., and she's headed out to do the Breeders' Cup tomorrow. But today, apparently, they're going to be trick-or-treating around the suburbs of L.A. She has a relative
no,
who lives
not,
out
Glenn.
There they stay with. They're not?
Oh, that'll
no,
be
they're
fun.
Not. We know what they're doing. They're
what
going
they
Andalusian shopping.
Oh, yeah, well, that's a possibility, too. There were some Andalusians at the rescue out there, and she talked about maybe stopping by. So.
Oh, I bet she does.
Yeah.
She said she will be posting pictures later today of them in their costumes, and that she also bought a dress and a fascinator for tomorrow. So we're supposed to see pictures of that, too. At the Breeders'
Cup. Fascinator. Now, I just have never figured out how those things stay on.
A lot of pins, I think, or staples. You just staple it to your head. I'm not
I
sure
think it's
which,
gotta
but...
be the staples.
Yeah.
That sticky braid stuff you use for your horse? Like that.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. There you go.
The
super
little rubber bands.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure
we'll
Jamie will
out.
Tell us when she gets back.
Yeah, we'll find out. You know, we had Miss Connecticut on Monday, and she is heading out to the Breeders' Cup. She's the horse girl. And she's heading out to the Breeders' Cup, and she's going to be judging the fashion show out there. And we told Jamie to go do the fashion show, but, that ain't happening. I don't think, I don't think Jamie's going to the fashion show. I thought it'd be funny. I thought it'd be fun, really funny if she won.
That would be awesome. Yes. At least we get to see pictures, right?
That's right. We get to see pictures. Now, is Halloween a big deal where you live in Nashville? Oh, Nashville. In the city, it must be.
Oh, yeah. In downtown, absolutely. It's a ton of fun. And, you know, Nashville, the business community is a little bit more relaxed maybe than in some other areas. So you go to businesses and see people dressed up, particularly down on Music Row. You know, you just never know what somebody's going to be wearing on Halloween.
Or any other
day. There are freebies. Dunkin' Donuts is doing a free donut for anybody that shows up in costume today. Chipotle, after 5 o'clock tonight, is doing a free burrito for anybody that shows up in costume.
Yeah.
And then what's the other donut company? What's the other big donut company I can never remember the name for?
Krispy Kreme.
Krispy Kreme is doing a free donut, too, because they weren't going to be outdone by Dunkin' Donuts. So,
of course not.
So they're doing a free Dunkin' Donut, too. And I think some of the fast food places have, like, free drinks and all that stuff. So if you want to eat for free today, you just make your rounds in your costume.
Yeah, that's pretty easily done, I think.
You know, can I just put my headphones on and go as a radio show host?
Sure.
Carry a microphone. I mean, that's all we do, right? I mean, I could go as a radio show host. I think I could get away with that.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, Jennifer, what is coming up on today's Halloween edition?
On today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition, it is off to the movies first thing with Diane Garnett Killen of High Horse Video. And then mid-show, we turn the tables and chat about really awesome trailers with the folks from Equitrek Portland. And coming down to the wire, really bad ads sets the bar really, really low. So stay tuned for the fray, folks.
Thank you, Jennifer. And, of course, we have some news for you along the way, too. Celebrities making the news where it comes to horses. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But first, we have to do our daily winnings. Well, my daily Winnie goes out to the host of Horse Tip Daily, producer of Horses in the Morning, and my wife, Coach Jen. And why all of that? Because Horse Tip Daily this week went over 1,000 episodes. So congratulations, Jennifer.
That is awesome.
There we go. She's probably having a coughing fit in there, which is why she's not talking to us. But, yeah, she did go
you nailed
1,000 episodes. She's still coughing from her cold. But, yeah, congratulations for going over 1,000 episodes. That's a lot of work. And that means there are 1,000 tips that you can get about the horse world over at horsetipdaily.com. You could listen to those for the next 3 months, nonstop, 24 hours a day, and not hear them all.
Yep.
So
and Lisa Wysocki is in a fair number of them.
I am, and it's so awesome what you're doing, Jen. That's just great because I'll actually go and listen to some of those. You know, it's just I'll just scroll through and just pick one, and it's just such a great thing that you're doing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And she has them all categorized, too, on the left there. If you want a topic, if you want to pick dressage or you want to pick photography or anything that you want to find out about in the horse world, pretty much has been some tips done on it. And you know what's nice about that is they're not timely. You know they're not like the news and other things. A tip that was done 4 years ago or 5 years ago when Horse Tip Daily started is as relevant then as it is now. So that is one nice thing. You can go back to episode one and listen. It doesn't matter.
Wow.
I think I did the first 150 or so, and then Jennifer took over after that. And thank God she did. Appreciate that. I appreciate it.
All it's right, a lot of repetitive work doing tips. Yes.
Yeah.
I can imagine.
The tips themselves are all different, but all the stuff at the beginning and the end and all that typing, see, that's why he had to get rid of it. He couldn't stand to make that many show notes pages.
We saw something the other day on the 20 things that spouses have to learn when living with somebody with ADD, and I gave that to Jennifer, because everybody that listens knows I have ADD. I gave that to Jennifer, and she's like, you hit all 20 of those, every single one.
I saw that on your Facebook page. I think it came up yesterday on my wall. And, you know, as a therapeutic riding instructor, I'm like all about that. I'm looking like thinking, oh, well, that's really neat, and that, and that, and that. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I am every one of those. I am every single one.
Wow.
I don't think I missed any. You know, if they had had drugs when I was a kid, I probably would have had the drugs. But, you know, I'm kind of glad they didn't. Because I think that those drugs also stifle creativity, which is one of the things that ADD people do very well. So,
oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Your most creative people are usually ADD. Anyway,
of course.
Your turn.
Well, my daily Winnie goes out to the therapy horse named Quincy. And Quincy has had an amazing career as a dressage horse and as an event horse. But when he was a yearling, he got his foot stuck in a fence and has scar tissue all the way into the bone. So he struggled with some right front foot lameness, and he's been struggling. He's 15 now and moved into the therapy horse. And he's just so amazing. He's just so kind when we're treating stuff, and I just wanted to say, you know, he's just so awesome that he just deserves 1,000 Winnies.
Very good. Well, good for Quincy.
Yes. You know, when you're struggling with something that, you know, is never going to be 100%, you know, and you're always going to deal with something. I think we as people, as we age, we all kind of get into something like that. We all have something, you know. We'd have a back problem or a neck problem or vision problems, you know, and we know it's never going to be like it was when we were 20. But, you know, Quincy just sets the model for me. He's so inspiring. Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Well, before we go on here, I had a couple of things. One is that I have had a couple of the listeners ask about Scooter, because Scooter had this big bump on his belly over the weekend, and we weren't sure. He was very sore, and we weren't sure whether he got kicked in a hematoma or what it was, or a bug bite, and we kind of determined that it must have been a bug bite. He is fine. He doesn't mind you touching anymore. I ground drove him last night, and this morning, for the first time, the very large bump has gone down significantly. So whatever the hematoma was or whatever he got bit by. You know what we think he got bit by? I don't know if you have them out there, at least in Tennessee. You probably do. Is what are called cow ants or cow killers. They're an ant that's about an inch long, and they're red. All three parts of the ant are almost a bright orangish red.
You know, I've seen those here in Tennessee, but not near where I am. But those are really ugly looking things.
Well, apparently they're not an ant at all, but they're a bee. They're a wasp.
Really?
But they don't have wings.
Interesting.
So when they bite, the reason they got to be known as cow, they don't really kill cows. But the reason they got to be known as cow killers is they put a hurting on you. And we kind of think we've seen a lot of those around here in the last couple of weeks. So we kind of think he laid down and one got in his belly and that was it.
Wow. I've seen horses just completely swell up from bug bites. In fact, we had one horse who almost died because we had to give him epinephrine and just all kinds of stuff.
Really?
Laid him down. Yeah, because his windpipe was swelling up and he couldn't breathe. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, just from like a bee or a wasp sting. So, you know, horses can be susceptible to bug bites just like people can.
Do they have to carry the little shot in their leg? Yeah, exactly. Carry the EpiPen on their leg or what?
Yeah, there you go. Well, we called the vet, so she came with
But do their castmates know if they start to swell up, they have to get the pen out and stab it?
Yeah. It was you know, hosing him in the shower until the vet got there, and then you know, some antihistamines just as quick as we could get them in, and you know, but he was, you know, and the reason we noticed this was to start with was his little boy parts became really big boy parts.
Oh.
Ah.
Yeah, and then his legs started to swell, and then his neck started to swell, and then his throat started to swell, and he kind of, you know, his eyes were kind of rolling back, and so.
Isn't that an interesting anatomy lesson?
It really is. And, you know, that's happened several times to that horse. And so, you know, you just kind of have to give a visual inspection. And if something's not quite like it's supposed to be, you know, you start with the antihistamines right away.
Wow. That's a bad thing for a horse to have that lives out in a field.
I know. So I'm so glad that Scooter is okay, because that could never be fun.
First problem we had with him, but boy, it was painful. It was really, really. I know how a fire ant is painful. You know, these months. I hope I never get bit by one. Let's just put it that way.
Oh, yeah.
Well, before we get to the first guest, I wanted to also let everybody know that our funny line of the week comes from the Stable Scoop radio show this week, And it'll come out here by noon or 1 o'clock. You'll see it in your feeds. But we had a guy by the name of Russell Smith, who is known as Mr. Network, and he's a radio personality down in Texas. And his friend, Cleo Hearn, who was the founder of the Cowboys of Color Rodeos. And these two guys are African-American and absolutely hilarious. It was a very fun interview. But one of the neat things about Cleo is he used to be in the honor guard in the Army at the time of President Kennedy. So he was actually in President Kennedy's honor guard. He got out of the Army 23 days before Kennedy died, or he would have been escorting the casket. So he has some fascinating stories to tell, but he definitely had the funny line of the week, and you'll have to listen to the show to hear it. But what characters these two were. And I never knew there were Cowboys of Color Rodeos. So it was a lot of fun, and you can go over to StableScoop.com or check it out on the app. It'll be out later today. Very fun. And you're working on your next book, right? Cat Enright is up to no good again. We were in, for new listeners, the Horses in the Morning crew were in Lisa's last book. And rumor has it we're going to make an appearance in the new one. We want Jamie to be the murderer. Can we arrange that?
Maybe. Maybe. We haven't gotten that far yet. You know, I don't know who the murderer is yet. Cat hasn't told me. And this cat is involved in a therapeutic riding facility and country music, and a starlet is murdered. And, you know, of course, Cat's jumping right in there trying to find out who the murderer is, but we don't know who it is yet. So Kat and I have been sitting down every morning and trying to figure this thing out. So
you've told us that before. You're sort of a stream of consciousness writer, as opposed to a writer that puts a complete outline together and then fills in the blanks. You're not that. Is that unusual, or is it half and half, or
You know, I think everybody writes differently, and with nonfiction, you do have to outline, and you do have to be very detailed, because the publisher buys the outline, not the finished book. But with fiction, man, I just kind of let these voices in my head kind of go loose, and I just write down what they tell me. So, what ends up, hopefully people will enjoy reading.
Before the show started, I said, you know, writers can get away with talking to non-existent people. The rest of us do that and we get committed. But you guys actually make money doing that, talking to
non-existent
people. Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, to me, Kat has been in my head so long. It took me 17 years to get The Opium Equation published, and then 2 years later The Magnum Equation came out. So I've been living with her for almost 20 years. When we're writing, or she's just like a real person in my head.
Well, and if people haven't read the books and haven't seen our debut in the books, where can they find them?
Oh, in stores and online, everywhere. Yeah, The Opium Equation and The Magnum Equation. And, you know, The Magnum Equation won the American Horse Publications Best Horse Book of the Year, first time a fiction book has ever won. So I was pretty proud of that.
Yeah, we made a big deal about it, too, because we figured that was partly our award, because we don't get
money.
So we figured that was partly our award, too.
It is, because the Horses in the Morning crew were such an integral part of the plot.
I know. We were at least in two pages of the book.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, we have to take what we can get over here in radio, you know?
Yes.
All the rock stars are in TV. We know that.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly.
That's right. We make no money, but we do have fun. That's for sure.
For sure. And what would you rather have, fun or money? You know, come on.
Yes. Apparently I chose fun because
sure.
I used to make money. So. Well, you know, where all the money is in TV, and that leads us perfectly into our next guest.
It does.
Yeah. Well, why don't you introduce her? She's here.
Yeah, Diane Garnett-Killen is here from High Horse Video. And, you know, we all want to take videos of our horses. We've got these cool video features on our cell phone cameras now, and I see videos posted on YouTube, and they come up on my Facebook feed. But, you know, sometimes, you know, the videos don't look that great. So I'm so excited that Diane is here, because she's going to tell us all the cool ways that we can get these great videos of our horses. Hey, Diane.
Lisa and Glenn, nice to talk with you this morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. You're out there in Pagosa Springs, Colorado, right?
That's exactly right. It's dark out here right now.
I imagine because it's very early. But
it's scary,
you know,
because it is Halloween.
That's true.
Perfect. But, you know, in Colorado, I would imagine that you've got some great backdrops to video your horses. And, you know, you've worked with people like Ken McNabb and Craig Cameron and Ray Hunt and Pat and Linda Pirelli and Monty Roberts and so many people. I mean, all these great people. So, you know, tell us, what's the number one mistake that people make when they're videoing their horses?
Well, Lisa, first of all, is they don't call us and have us come do it for them. That's
a good answer.
You know, we've had such a good time doing this. We started our company about 10 years ago now, and we actually, our first big client was the Pirelli, so we started at the top, which is really fun, and we came out here to Colorado to tape their television show for RFD TV and also to do it their first documentary, which was called What is Pirelli? We just decided not to leave. It's just so incredibly beautiful. I really think that Horses in the Morning needs to come out and base their show out here. I think that would be really great.
Then I'd have to get up really early like you. Forget that.
Well, you might want to wait until after winter because Ocala is pretty nice in the winter. Actually, we've been in Ocala taping Pirelli in the wintertime as well. But we've had some great clients, and I usually joke and say, you know, because I have a beautiful 12-year-old Morgan mare that I got as a baby right about the time that we started working for Pirelli. And I'd like to say that of all the people that we've watched and seen and worked with, they should be paying me because I should be paying them because I get such an education. These are all great horsemen and women and people like, you know, Callie Krickenberg, who's right there in Ocala as well.
Yep.
There's just so many great horsemen and horsewomen out there, and it's been wonderful to have a front row seat every day at my computer, and not only taping them out in the field, but then editing them and really, you know, people should really buy their videos because you get to see so much. And I know firsthand, I know personally how much I learn from editing the pieces and putting them together. I see things that I don't necessarily see the first time. So it gives me a chance to really devour what they're saying and say, wait, what did they say? Wait, oh, that makes sense. You know, and then to go out with my mare who pretty much knows every time I've done a new project because she's like, okay,
if somebody can't bring you in because you can't be everywhere and everybody can't get to Pagosa Springs, so if somebody just has, for example, an iPhone, what can they do, or just, you know, a Droid or any other phone, what can they do to tape their horses that's going to make it look better?
Well, the thing about videotaping with a phone is that they're very small, and so you have a small screen, and it's a little harder to see what exactly you're doing, and it's a little harder to keep it steady. And from what I've seen on YouTube and all these different videos that we've seen, that my biggest complaint, and heck, some of the shows on RFD TV, I swear were shot with an iPhone. No, I'm just kidding. But the biggest mistake, or the biggest misunderstanding, it's not really a mistake because, you know, you have these phones and they're getting better and better at their, you know, their bit rates and their pixels and everything else. You can get a pretty clear picture, but you can't zoom in. And that's really difficult. You can, but it gets very, very shaky looking. It's very hard to hold it steady the closer you shoot in. And you think you're holding it steady, but then when you look at it later, you go, oh, my gosh, you know, I must be running while I'm taping this.
Can you do it like a tripod on your phone? Do some phones have that?
You know, I don't know I think there are some special clips that you can get to put on tripods now, but I would recommend, you know, the iPad, videotaping with the iPad is a little bit easier because it's so much bigger. And I will tell you honestly that I do have an advantage over Michael when I'm taping because I can do some handheld things just with the camera, and I used to do this when we first started with a little handy cam, you know, years and years ago. But, you know, women are a little bit more, have a little advantage because I can make a tripod out of my body. And if you try this, you know, you put your hands in front of your face and your elbows on your upper torso, women do have an advantage because you can kind of, you have something to prop yourself on and you can hold pretty steady. But you have to use your whole body. You have to like, turn from
There's
from
my
your
visual
knee,
I'll
you know?
Take with me all day.
There you go.
I'm just going to take that one.
So.
Now, what about,
but,
what about lighting?
That's one way.
Yeah, now what about lighting? Because, I'll take a video, and then all of a sudden I never can turn, like, I don't know if I'm supposed to turn into the sun or away from the sun, and I never, it's always shadows are always bothering me.
Well, when you're shooting, it depends on what you're shooting, because there are some techniques where you do want a nice, pretty backlight, but that's usually, when we go out in the field and shoot, we're shooting two or three cameras at a time, sometimes four, and Michael is really great at getting the close-ups. And so whenever you watch our television shows on RFD, the close-up camera when the host's head is, you know, in full frame, that's usually Michael. And if we're doing a lot of that, if somebody's interviewing, we'll purposely put the sun, and I don't mean like the bright ball of sun right behind their head, but the light coming from behind them because it pops them out from the background. It gives them a nice little outline and lights up their hair. And So you can't. You have to be close to do that because then your camera adjusts, and you can see their face. So for when you're doing just a long shot and you're taping somebody going around an arena, you want the sun behind you. You want to have that sun over your shoulder so that it can light them up. One of the problematic things we've learned is, you know, we shoot a lot of cowboys and cowgirls, and they have these cowboy hats, and you know that will if the sun is coming at their face. Those cowboy hats do what they're supposed to do, and they shade their face, and so you end up having this black line, across their face. So you have to do some adjustments on our cameras. We shoot, you know, with professional cameras, so you can make adjustments. But we try very hard to shoot either very early in the morning or late in the day when the sun is sort of getting towards that golden hour, you know, when the light is really pretty. It gets more even. And also, shooting on a cloudy day works pretty well if it's not like tornado clouds, but if it's slightly overcast, in Florida you get a lot of those mornings like that where you have that it's a little foggy or just a little bit the sun is a little bit behind the mist and it gives a beautiful even lighting. So then you can shoot anywhere in any direction. That's really helpful.
Yeah, and, you know, I know with still photography, I've always been told, you know, there are certain angles that are going to make you and your horse look better. So, you know, in still photography, I think you're supposed to stand maybe off of the hip or get down a little bit lower than the horse's center of gravity. Is that the same for video?
Well, no, because, we always shoot from usually a tailgate of the back of a truck because one reason being that when light is not on your side, which it often isn't in the horse world, you have to get it when you can get it. So we will often shoot from a tailgate because you get rid of the sky. And the sky is something that's really going to blast you out. It's just going to totally overwhelm you, you know, that bright sky behind a rider. And I notice a lot of people will shoot from the ground, and even some of the TV shows I watch, and I think, wow, that would be a much better shot if they just get up in the air, maybe level with the horse's head so that they can have more of the tree line behind the horse instead of, the sky. And also, yeah, there are certain angles that will distort a picture. But usually if you're shooting with an iPhone, you're so far away, it's not really going to make that much difference. It probably would still help if you got up over the rail, you know, stand in the back of your pickup and shoot that way with your pad or your phone. But
that makes sense. You see that a lot on movie sets where they're sitting in those little seats and they're always up about 10 feet.
And that's right. You can get on the kind of a Chapman crane or something like that, and you're up there. And we do use a jib often, too. I know with Pirelli, we were the first show back in 2004-05 that shot with four cameras and live-switched it, and we had a 18-foot jib. And, I mean, some of those shows, they were just beautiful. We shot them out at the ranch, and I think that the mountains were as much of a star of the show as Pat Pirelli was. So.
Exactly. And I think your background is so important. You know, as you said, if you can't get close up, and sometimes you can't with an iPhone, so I think you have to kind of be aware of what's behind the horse, what's behind the subject that you're shooting. And if you've got a bunch of trash lying out in front of your barn, that's not going to add video.
Exactly right. You know, you might not notice, because you're looking at, and for us, we we're always looking at the background as well, you know, to see what's going on. We would annoy many cowboys because we would tell them you've got to put your dogs up. Because and it's not necessarily the shooting, fine, it looks, you know, they're fun, they're running around. But when you're trying to edit and you need to pull up something, and sometimes you'll have a dog that was over there and then all of a sudden they're over there on the other side. So you can't, you know, when you watch, the magic really happens in the editing. And that's why, you know, fortunately people like High Horse Video will probably always have a job, because when people really want to do a product or put a television show on, you can't really do it with an iPhone. You can't, you know, that's something you can't do, because it happens in the editing room. You know, you have to go in and finesse things. You have to usually go in and color correct things. And the other important part, well, let me jump back to your comment for just a quick second, because there is a way that the rider can help you by not going to the far edge of the paddock. You know, give yourself a zone that's up front and say, okay, that's as far back as I want you to go. I can really get you there. And then, you know, cut the ring in half or even in a third, and, you know, do your riding, do your presentations, do your demonstrations, whatever it is you're doing, whatever it is you're trying to show about your horse. It doesn't do anyone any good, especially if you're selling the horse, to have them be a little speck in the way in the back corner.
Yeah.
So cut your ring in half.
Circles down to 30. You know,
exactly. And, you know, these people have beautiful arenas, but that's not what we want to see. We want to see the horse and rider. So bring them up close. Usually in a phone, things look further away than they, you know, appear further away than they actually are. So, you know, you can stay in a smaller area and they'll still be in frame, as we say. So,
you know, we always say that we do about 6 hours of post and pre and post work for every hour of recording that we do for the network. And I always said I would never do video because that number is so much bigger, and I just would not have the patience to do what you guys do with video editing.
I'll tell you, but I love it. I'm actually I'm also a songwriter, and we both are, and we lived in Nashville for quite some time. And when I learned, and Michael comes from a Hollywood background, and he produced many, many movies out there and television specials, and he was I can brag on him because he's not here. He's in California today. But he was nominated for 5 Emmys, and he's won 2, and he's done some great work, and he taught me everything that I know about editing and shooting and everything else. But I realized right away that editing is a little like writing a song. You need to find the hook, and you need a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Yep, or a book. And, you know, Dan, all these tips have been fabulous, and I want to tell listeners where they can find you online. Is it highhorsevideo.com?
That's right, HIGHHORSE.
Highhorsevideo.com. So if you've got a project, you know, consider hiring them. But if you can't, and you can't bring High Horse Video to you, then you know, listen to what Diane has to say, because I think those tips are really, really going to help all of us. I know that they're going to help me for my next video. Diane, thank you so much. It's been awesome. I really appreciate you coming on, and I hope to see you soon.
Well, Lisa and Glenn, thank you so much, and good work. The Horses in the Morning is very enjoyable, and I've been sharing it like crazy on Facebook and encouraging people to listen. And I look forward to seeing you all very soon.
Thank you, Diane.
Well, thank you to Diane for joining us. We're going to now take a break for our title sponsor for this show, and that's Kentucky Performance Products. And then we're coming back, and we're going to talk about some really, really cool trailers. And it's about time that they all make their way from Europe to the United States. We'll talk about that in a minute.
This Nutrition Minute is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products, the company that simplifies your search for research-proven nutritional supplements at kppusa.com.
The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. Researchers have confirmed that as horses age, they naturally become less sensitive to insulin and more susceptible to health problems caused by too much sugar in the diet. One way to reduce the sugar content in a horse's diet is to replace sugar-laden grains with a high-fat supplement. Fat is an extraordinary energy source. It is readily utilized by the horse and contains more than 2 times the calories of sugary grains. Equijoule Stabilized Rice Bran is an excellent fat supplement. It contains a balanced calcium to phosphorus ratio and won't cause mineral imbalances when added to the diet. Its all-natural ingredients are high in healthy fat and fiber. Best of all, Equijoule allows owners to easily replace the calories previously supplied by sugary grains. When you need to add healthy calories to your horse's diet, choose Equijoule. To learn more, visit Kentucky Performance Products at kppusa.com.
Well, coming up next, we have Lynn is on the line with us. She is from L&D Trailers, and that is out in Portland, Oregon. And what we're going to talk to her about on the show here, we have been saying for 4 years, why don't they ever bring those really cool horse trailers and those really cool lorries that they have over in England that we always see the pictures of William Fox Pitt and Whitaker and all those guys driving around, and we all get jealous because they're so cool looking, and they just don't bring them here to the United States. Well, I guess that's starting to happen now. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So what is the answer to that question? Why aren't these cool horse trailers, why haven't they been over here? And the lorries especially, you know, you see these lorries over there, and they're always so cool looking. It's like, why aren't they here?
Well, let me tell you, that is an exciting upcoming event for us next year. The Endeavor Classic is a three-horse trailer. It's all in one lorry with beautiful appointed living area, and we're hoping to bring those over on an Isuzu NQR cabin chassis that meets our emissions control for the United States, and that's probably a big reason why you haven't seen a lot of those large and small lorries is because of the engine requirements. So the Isuzu is already here in the United States, and Equitrek will be building that, like I said, the Endeavor Classic, the Endeavor Elite. And we're really excited because we got to see the full line at the Equitrek headquarters at their showroom. And the Isuzu is a wonderful lorry type all-in-one to drive. It's 26 feet long, and it can be simple or as elaborately outfitted with slide outs for the living area and still give your horses the great Equitrek ride, and they'll be on a slant and their noses face backwards. So we have a lot of great information if people want to email us.
Huh. That's interesting too, about the noses facing backwards. That's very interesting. Now, one of the other things you see too, and we'll get into a little bit about the differences, like with the Equitrek trailers and any of the traditional trailers that we'd see here in the United States. One of the things you see pictures of over, and we had this discussion the other day, over there you see SUVs hauling the trailers. One, the roads are narrower over there as a whole, and they're not doing as many highways or long distances as we are. So you'll see a lot of SUVs pulling trailers more than we see here. We always see the big trucks and all the different Fords and Chevys and Dodges pulling the trailers here. Is that because they're lighter? Are they lighter made? What are the differences?
Yes. Yes, the Equitrek trailer line is very well designed, and it's lightweight and convenient to tow with those larger SUVs like a Land Rover. You have to look at your specs, but most of the large SUVs with a V8 engine, and even smaller ones, because they do go all the way down to a small trail Trekka that we can import. And yes, they are they're manufactured between 6 feet and 7'9", so they really fit going down narrow roads because they have a lot of those in England and in Europe, and they're also sold in Australia. So these trailers have been manufactured that way for almost 14 years, so they're very well thought out. They've been changed over the years to customer specs, but like I said, the lightweight, the lightest weight goes from like 1,900 pounds up to the Star Trekka with the living quarters that can also have a toilet and shower. And that goes up to 4,200 pounds. So when you add your horses, you're usually under 8,000 pounds and a
That would fit any large SUV, goes up to 10,000 pounds.
Yes, Yes. Yeah, so,
even my 6-cylinder truck. I mean, I can have a 7,500-pound weight on it. So that's just really doable.
Right, and it's a very balanced ride. The horses ride over the axles. There's a reduced tongue weight. The maximum tongue weight is like 330 pounds. So it's a very balanced ride. It's very maneuverable in parking lots and wherever else you need to go.
I was going to ask you about that because one of the things I saw with a lot of these trailers is that with our trailers, typically if you're going to have two sets of back wheels or two sets of wheels on the trailer, they're going to be really close together, right next to each other. With those trailers, they tend to be a couple of feet apart, which displaces a lot of the weight off of the tongue, right?
Right, right. And also, if you look at all the towable trailers, the axles also support the weight of the patented side-loading ramp. One of the wonderful features of the Equitrek trailers from Trail Trekka, Space Trekka, Show Trekka, and Star Trekka is that the horses load into a very wide, open, light-colored space, and you bring them in quarter turn, and then when you and hook them off, and then when you're ready to unload, you unhook them and just quarter turn their heads, and just they follow you right down the ramp. So there's no backing up, there's no trying to turn around in a tight space, and so the horses really they're very easy to load and very easy to unload, and it's because of that patented side ramp. So when you see a picture of it with the ramp down, just know that underneath there is that supporting axle. And yep. And then also that the horses ride backwards. That's another
I was
going to
ask you about that next.
Yep.
So they ride facing backwards. That's going to bother a lot of people. Is it? I mean, explain that.
Well, let me tell you, it might bother people, but horses love it. If a lot of horses, and we've been to many shows over the past year from Sacramento to here in California and here in Albany, Oregon, a lot of the dressage shows, I've had people, Western people, hunter-jumper people say they turn their horses loose in a trailer when they open up the door, the horse is facing backwards. Horses will naturally turn around and brake with their haunches. It's just easier for them. And it's something that we get told time and time again, how horses will prefer to ride backwards. And actually have some studies on that from the University in California and the University in Scotland. So there is some scientific research to support what horses are doing.
You know, I used to haul horses I was based in Western Washington State when I was training, and show horses, and, you know, you'd haul through the mountains, and then we'd haul down to, you know, Oklahoma City, and you know, trailering is so stressful on the horses, and I just think it's awesome that somebody has finally, you know, figured out a way to work to the horse's strength like you have, you know, just follow what the horse does naturally and then, you know, make that a way to trailer the horse rather than some preconceived notion that they have to be facing forward like people do. I think that's great.
Right, exactly. You know, they're not looking out a windshield driving down the highway. They want to relax and be a little bit stress-free, and that's their position of comfort. So if you can do that for your horse during the trailering process, however short or long distances you're going, you're going to end up with a horse who's a little bit less stressed, possibly, and perform better at whatever type of discipline you're performing.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm just here looking at the pretty pictures on the website.
That's why we were so excited when we found Equitrek. We were very excited that there was that type of trailer being manufactured by a reputable company for all these years. This is nothing new, and there's many thousands of trailers being sold across Europe and now in Australia, and now we're here in the United States. So I really welcome everybody to look at our website.
Yeah, you know, I'm looking at these pictures, and I like the side load aspect. And I know, Glenn, you were probably going to ask about that, but I'm so excited about it. I had a big horse trailer, a 9-horse trailer that I used to haul, and it had a side and a rear load, and I loved the side load.
Uh-huh, yes, yes. But I also would like to say that on the larger rigs, like the Isuzu Endeavor, when we bring that over, it does not have the side load. But what it does have is that large ramp. And it's very well engineered, very well supported. So the horses will get that same benefit, and the horses and the lead person, you know, that gets the benefit of coming all the way up and then turning around and like a lot of the transports have the horses facing backwards at a slant. So they call it herringbone. So even though it is a slant trailer, the horse's nose face backwards.
Got it.
Now I'm looking at the website here, and the trailers, the Star Trekka, the Show Trekka, and the Space Trekka, all are bumper pulls. Do they tend not to get into the fifth wheels, or?
Yes, the fifth wheel. They don't have pickup trucks. Most people don't have pickup trucks in England or Europe. They just have those large SUVs. And if you look at the website and look, there are some other photographs. On the Space Trekka, there's some even smaller SUVs, because the smallest Space Trekka M is only 2,400 pounds. So if you have a smaller horse or ponies, you can pull it. You know, you have to look at your tow package. But that's a lot of families that take their children out to shows over there in Europe and England. They just have one small family vehicle, and that's what they use to get around. That's what these were designed for, is to be pulled by the smaller. And the construction, all these trailers, these bumper pull trailers, it's a galvanized steel chassis with surge brakes, and it also has independent suspension on all wheels, so it's a very comfortable ride. And then,
well, wait a minute. Before you go on, you just said surge brakes. That's something that I bet you some people don't even know what they are here anymore.
Okay.
Because we used to have a trailer with surge brakes, but that was, you know, 30 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not real common anymore.
Well, there are some people who have other European trailers, such as, and I'll let you know, Brandurup. It's very similar to that. So those are surge brakes. They're used a lot in Europe. You don't, when you apply the brakes, it's a mechanical braking system, and it's on all wheels, so it's a very gentle ride and braking system. So you don't have to have that extra electric wiring. And
you don't have to worry about the squirrels eating the wiring harness on the back of the truck.
There you go. You don't have to worry about that either. So, again, that galvanized steel frame, nothing to rust or rot. It has a special electrolysis way that they put on the aluminum floorboards, tongue and groove floorboards, and then the construction is a glass-reinforced panel and a fiberglass cowling, similar to a lot of motorhomes that we have here in the United States. It's that type of lightweight construction. Has a very well-designed bulkhead that supports the whole trailer. And in fact, Equitrek has won a lot of awards recently in England and Europe for the engineering of this. That when we visited the showroom and the office, they were very happy to show us all these awards that they won last year for their engineering. So there's been a lot of thought put into this and fine tuning, and also it's been designed by horse lovers and horse enthusiasts, so that they really have the horse in mind. It's not designed by people for people and throw a horse in there. So it's really well thought out and well designed.
Now, everybody's wondering, well, that means it has to cost $5,000, $10,000 more than the ones that are over here. So, can you address the cost issue?
Yes, the cost of the basic Space Trekka M in 2014 was $15,000, and it goes up from there, which is pretty comparable to other two-horse trailers. I mean, that are well designed and easy. I want to say easier to tow, but the Space Trekka L is a bit more. And those are West Coast prices. The other thing I'd like to let you and everyone know is that we do ship to the East Coast.
I was going to my next question. Because we're in Ocala, so,
Yes, yeah. So we would ship down probably into Carolinas. We've had a lot of inquiries down that way, everything from the regular Space Trekkas up through the carriage Trekkas, because I understand there is a lot of driving community that way. And so we can ship to the East Coast, and as far as warranty servicing, we would set that up for you in your area, so that's not really an issue. Again, those prices that I quoted come over here to the West Coast, and it takes a little bit longer. If you custom order your factory-built trailer and have it shipped to the East Coast probably can have it in anywhere from 6 to 8 weeks, depending on their production schedule. And there are a lot of options that you can add to the base models. Again, Equitrek has been in business for 14 years, and they've shipped everywhere from Finland and Norway all the way down to when we were visiting. They had beautiful transports and trailers they were shipping to Dubai and to Saudi Arabia. So they deal with all kinds of heat and cold climates for animals. So there's in that option grid, there's a lot of choices of how to customize the trailer for your horses in your area.
Well, that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
And the 8-week period is not very long at all, because I've ordered trailers and waited months and months and months. So that's really nice.
Yeah, so and we do check with them when we have a very interested client. We can check on production schedule and pretty much fine tune and let you know what that's going on. That's all well supported by the company on their website. And so again, I would encourage people, if they're interested, to look on the website, email me, and I will be glad to send out the PDF form of the trailer brochure, which answers a lot of questions and may give you more questions to ask. But again, the pricing, back to the pricing, that Spacetrek M is a base model price. There's a Trail Trekker, which is a little bit lighter, a little bit less. The horses do not ride backwards, but again, it's geared for the families or anyone who has a lightweight vehicle. The Janians told us, they really designed that in England. They're for families to go out with their ponies to little weekend horse shows. So it is lighter weight, and the horses ride forward, but it can be pulled by a small car, all the way up to the Star Trekker, which is fully outfitted and will be about probably around a little bit under $30,000 for a complete bumper pull living quarters trailer, which would have the hot water, shower, toilet. It has two bunk beds that fold into a sofa. So it's a really well-designed small space, but gets you out there with your horses, either on a leisure battery in the field, or it will also have the plug-in for American trailers, like we like to plug in and have water connection and all that. So if you can go the full gamut with these bumper pull trailers.
Very cool. And I noticed, we're running out of time here, so I have to wrap up, but I did notice the carriage ones, too, because I'm a driver. So, we always have that issue of having to take two vehicles and two trailers, one for the carriage and one for the horses. And they seem to have solved that with that. And maybe we'll get into that another time. It is equa-trek-portland.com. And we'll also post that on our Facebook page and in our show notes as well. So if anybody wants to see that, they can stop over to horsesinthemorning.com and see it in our show notes. Thank you so much, Lynn, for joining us. We really appreciate it. It's Lynn from L&D Trailers in Portland, Oregon. And congratulations on taking the step and bringing some of these really cool space-age trailers from England over.
Thank you, Glenn. Thank you so much.
And you know what? I say space age. One of them's named Star Trekker. So, they are kind of space age, right?
They are kind of space age, Star Trekker. Yes.
Right.
And if anyone would like to know more, please email me. There is more information with the carriage Trekker also in my brochure. So I'll be sure to send you and the people there one of these catalogs so you can look it over.
And you know what? If you want to spend $60,000, Leonard Nimoy comes with it.
A little
extra there for you. That's on the extras list. I saw it on your website. Leonard Nimoy.
That's right, my extras.
$30,000. Yep. We'll see you,
okay.
Leonard.
Thank you, Glenn. Bye-bye.
Beam me up, Scotty.
We'll be long and prosper.
Is it really Leonard, or is it somebody dressed up as Leonard for Halloween?
Yeah, it is Halloween, It is Halloween.
Yeah.
We could probably get a Leonard imitator for less than $30,000, though, don't you think? Probably
can
$300,000.
I would dress up as Leonard for $30,000.
All right, let's take a break for our song. We got really bad ads coming up. Yeah, yes, Lisa's second attempt, right? You did this once before.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. It's so much fun, and I can't wait to share all these ads with everybody.
got some good ones today. The listeners came through, and we'll get to that in just a minute. But first, we have to hear from one of our auditors, and then from Templeton Thompson, because tomorrow is the Breeders' Cup. We talked about it on Wednesday here on the show and made all our picks. We hope you did as well. And Templeton Thompson did a song for one of the favorites in the Breeders' Cup, and that's, of course, California Chrome. This song is called Bring It On Home, Chrome.
Hi, Fiona Crawford here, and I'm an official Horse Radio Network auditor. I'm a horse photographer based in the UK, and when I'm editing my images, I listen to a vast selection of great programs provided by the Horse Radio Network. Both informative and really entertaining, I think it's worth a few dollars or pounds of anyone's money. Just go to horseradionetwork.com and click on the banner, and for as little as a dollar a month, you too could become an official Horse Radio Network auditor.
Well, that was Templeton Thompson with Bring It On Home, Chrome. And, of course, it is Breeders' Cup weekend. So you want to make sure you set your DVRs for the Breeders' Cup starting tonight. And you'll find, I think it starts at 5 o'clock tonight. NBC Sports is covering all of the coverage. It's doing all of the coverage. I think it's NBCS or something on your stations. They're doing today and tomorrow during the day, and then in the evening tomorrow night, regular NBC, the network, I think, are covering the Breeders' Cup itself, the Classic. So check it out on your local listings. You'll find it there. And one other thing, I want to just mention that we are Horses in the Morning. I am Glenn the Geek, and I am here with Lisa Wysocki today, filling in for Jamie. Jamie will be back on Monday. You can find Lisa Wysocki at lisawysocki.com. And, of course, Coach Jen, 1,000-episode Coach Jen over there in Horse Tip Daily is with us as well. Now, we are brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. You can find all of their terrific products at kppusa.com. Wanted to bring one news story to you because anytime celebrities are in the news when it involves horses, we try and bring you the fun. Well, Chelsea Handler, you know who she is, Lisa. She had that show, Chelsea Lately. Never watched it, but she's a comedian and actress and a very outspoken individual. She is all about women's rights, and she decided to show that, literally, with a picture she put up on Instagram, on her Instagram wall yesterday. Do you remember the picture of Vladimir Putin riding the horse without a shirt on? Everybody has seen that picture, right? It's kind of an iconic picture of Putin, right? So she decided to take the same picture, and she would be riding the horse without a shirt on. And she posted them both side by side of her, you know, topless, and posted it on Instagram. Well, Instagram had a problem with that pretty quickly and took it down because of terms of service. There are actually one service that doesn't allow nudity or porn or anything on there. So they took it down and sent her this little note that said, you know, it violated the terms of service. Well, she decided to repost it. And then she also wrote with the repost, taking this down is sexist. I have every right to prove I have a better body than Putin. which I actually thought was funny. And she does, by the way. And then they said, unfortunately, her tactics didn't work, and Instagram took the photo down again. Well, Chelsea went ahead and then posted the notice that said, we removed your post because it doesn't follow our community guidelines. She posted that, and she captioned that post with, if a man posts a photo of his nipples, it's okay, but not a woman. Are we in 1825? So she was really on a mission yesterday to get this across. Now, she's done this before. I would say we've all seen those before because she's posted nude pictures of herself before. But, so she was on a mission yesterday taking on Instagram.
Yeah, and you know, my question is why? I mean, for some of us, riding without a top or any top garments could be really, really painful.
Yes, exactly. Why they invented sports bras, right?
Exactly. You know, so I don't understand.
For no other reason, it's a health risk.
Exactly. I mean, it could cause serious damage. So.
Hello?
Chelsea did it for one reason. Have you heard her name since the show went off the air?
There you go.
That's why she did it. Right there.
Yeah.
And it worked. It was all over the news today. I saw it on my feed about 100 times. It did work. It was all over the news.
Yeah. It was on Horses in the Morning. It really worked.
That's right. I mean,
absolutely.
Look at
this. Big time.
It's worth thousands of dollars, this publicity we just gave Chelsea Handler. Well... Hey, there was one of the other, we were talking about the Breeders' Cup over the weekend. A couple other things here before we get to really bad ads is one of the horses was scratched because of a fear of flying. The horse name was a mare by the name of Free as a Bird, and it was going to be in the $1 million Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint. And it was listed as 15-1. Apparently got on the airplane, but when they cranked up the jet engines, the horse freaked out, and they ended up having to take it off the plane before the plane took off. And it looks like they're going to have to scratch the horse, and the owners were very, very disappointed, obviously. They never apparently had this problem before. So,
but at least they were thinking of the horse first, and that's what's important.
Well, apparently this horse was freaking out. So they would have had a lame horse by the time they got there anyway.
Or maybe no horse.
Yeah.
Or maybe no
horse. Or no plane.
You know, we don't
or
hear
no
about
plane.
This too
That's
often,
the thing,
do we?
Is the plane people, they really
yes,
don't
right.
want you to scratch their plane. They really,
no.
by the
really
way,
don't.
This plane transportation company is owned by H.E. Tex Sutton. And it's a company that specializes in thoroughbred horses, and it's a specially modified Boeing 727. And guess what the name is of this plane?
What?
Air Horse One.
Oh, love it. Love it. Love it.
I love that.
You know, have you seen that photo when all the horses came over from the world for the World Equestrian Games into Lexington?
Yeah.
They flew those horses FedEx. So maybe if they had gone FedEx, maybe the...
Oh, would have been better.
Yeah.
Would have been better. Air Horse One. I also did want to give some love, a little bit of love here to the National Horse Show. It is going on right now at the Alltech Arena at the Kentucky Horse Park. It's America's longest running indoor horse show. They have some big bucks up. They have a $250,000 Grand Prix Saturday night. Tonight is what they call Barn Night, and that's where kids and equestrians of all ages get together and celebrate Halloween. And they also have a Gambler's Choice event tonight. They have all kinds of things going on, costumes. They're making it a lot of fun. They have demonstrations. Our friend Dan James will be there doing demonstrations. He won the Road to the Horse in 2012, I believe Dan did, and all of us have seen him at shows and doing what he does with amazing things he does with his horses. So that's all going to be going on, and they want to let you know that there will be drive-through wagering for the Breeders' Cup at the horse park. So
really?
So you can go.
Yeah.
The National Horse Show and still wager. They want to make sure they get that in so people show up. You can still wager. One of the things that happens on Sunday there is something that has happened for many, many, many years, is very important in the world of the juniors, and that is the McClay Final will happen all day Sunday. And we actually went and watched that the one time. Jennifer got through a whole day of rides. I got through about 10 of those hunter rides and then had to quit because it's like dressage. After a while, they all start to look alike. But you got through the entire day, didn't you, Jennifer? Of the McClay
Final. Stayed the whole day, yes.
You were dedicated. You probably watched 150 rides that day.
I cannot tell you with great certainty that I was conscious for all of those rides, but I was in the seat.
That's some dedication there.
Yeah, I don't want to hear any emails, too, from the hunter people out there. You know it. You know darn well that you've fallen asleep watching hunter classes, too. We all have. Massage riders that are honest and hunter riders that are honest will admit that we've all done that.
Yeah.
It's toasty warm in there, and you're sitting there, and, you know, you've just had your nachos for lunch, and, yeah.
Yeah.
You just hope you do it when your kid isn't going, because that's embarrassing.
That's not good form. No.
I have one other thing, too, I got to talk about, and it's just kind of a sad story for a couple of cows, but this morning out in Lexington, on the way, as a matter of fact, this would be on the way to the National Horse Show, it was 4:30 in the morning, and a UPS truck rear-ended a cattle hauler on Newtown Pike, and anybody that's been in Lexington knows Newtown Pike's a mess anyway. So right on Newtown Pike, or it's at 2 in the morning, actually, that the UPS driver, I don't know if he fell asleep, took out the back end of this cattle hauler. Well, all the cows escaped.
Oh.
There were 70 cows on board, and they said 10 escaped. Two cows actually had to be euthanized, which is not good, but 70 cows on board, 10 of them are running around Newtown Pike. Well, as of 4:30 in the morning, 8 cows were still missing and wandering around the streets.
I was in Lexington last weekend for the Certified Horsemanship Association conference, and I was one of the speakers, and I was right there on Newtown Pike, and, you know, that's the last place in the world that you expect to see a cow.
And it's also a mess during the day. It's a mess to drive in the first place a lot of times.
Yeah.
It's always backed up with traffic.
Absolutely.
But this is part of the story that amazed me and what just got my attention. Let me read this paragraph. As of 4:30 a.m., officials said about 8 cows were still wandering around. Wranglers on horseback worked to round up the cattle and load them onto another trailer. Where do you find wranglers at 4 in the morning?
Wow. Wow, and that's a job I would not like, because, I mean, on Newtown Pike, there's like, it's the road. There's no, like side of it, you know? It's just the road. So.
I McAdam. Yeah, you're right. I just couldn't figure out where they got wranglers on horseback out there at 4 in the morning. Oh,
yeah.
Jennifer said they went to the strip club.
Where do you find them? Hello? Easy?
Yes. And
you know what? They keep closing right around 4. It's perfect.
Sure. Oh, man.
All right, that leads us beautifully into our next segment. Oh,
yeah.
No. I don't have the really bad ad music.
No, you don't. Here, we'll do this instead.
My little pony. Play a little bit of this and get us in the mood. All right, that's enough. Normally, we play our really bad ads bumper music, but I was having trouble uploading files this morning, so it didn't get there. So we'll just make believe we did it. And Jennifer is going to tell us what our prizes are for really bad ads this week.
Prizes provided by the good folks at Sornomore. Sornomore Performance Liniment maintains the same arnica-based and capsaicin-free formula as the original Sornomore, but it removes the lobelia to meet FEI regulatory requirements. Sornomore Performance Liniment is the only liniment that is not only safe for FEI competitors, it is also safe for laser, magnetic, and ceramic fiber therapy. And horses with sensitive skin appreciate it too, because Sornomore Performance Liniments will never cause burning or tingling sensations. Also providing prizes this week, Uncle Jimmy's. Uncle Jimmy's Hanging Balls and Licky Things help to combat stall boredom by providing your horse entertainment in the stall, while at the same time providing them with much-needed minerals and nutrients that are not found in other treats. Uncle Jimmy's has training treats covered, too, with Uncle Jimmy's Squeezy Buns. Every deliciously soft, squishy treat is individually wrapped for freshness, and your pockets don't get gummed up. Ask for Uncle Jimmy's Hanging Balls, Licky Things, and Squeezy Buns at your local tack and feed supplier, or you can go online to uncle-jimmys.com. Woohoo!
Thank you, Uncle Jimmy, and the people, good people at Sornomore. Well, we are, this is the time of week when our listeners submit really bad, usually Craigslist ads about horses or some kind of barnyard animal that's for sale, and the ads are just a little off, and we like to have a little fun with them. So that's what really bad ads is, and Lisa, you are only, I think, there's only been two other people, you and one other person, that's ever done really bad ads beside Jamie and I. So you're special.
I am honored.
We don't let anybody just show up to do this. This takes skill. So no pressure. But
well, I have to tell everybody, the first thing I said when Glenn emailed me and asked if I could co-host this morning was if I got to do the really bad ads. It's so much fun.
It is the first thing you asked. And I think if I said no, she would have said, I'm not coming on.
Exactly.
That's right. Yeah. The only reason she's here.
Well, Mona sent in the first ad, horse for sale, $1,000. She's a nice horse and doesn't bite, just kind of hard to ride. She's 3 years old. I got her for the kids, but they're on to the next thing. $1,000 or best off. So much wrong with that. First of all, if you're going to buy your horse or your kids a horse and they're, you know, they're kind of young, maybe consider a riding lesson or two before you invest in a horse. And then the second lesson is that don't buy them a three-year-old.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, man.
A nice 20-year-old that's on death's door would be perfect.
Perfect.
Perfect horse for those kids, yes.
Yes.
I like that.
Green
how
makes
thought,
black and blue. Wouldn't ride that horse if I were you. It's like walking on a hot, tight wire. Dynamite too close, too far.
Exactly.
Yes.
And I like how she also said, doesn't bite, but kind of hard to ride. And so
yeah.
Her good thing was about this horse that she found one good thing. It doesn't bite.
Exactly. Always look for the positive.
That's right.
Okay, Marianne.
Your face in after he bucks you off, but he doesn't bite.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Our next ad is from Marianne, 14-year-old bay sell or trade mare quarter horse with speed, $500, and then in parentheses it's Quincy. So I don't know if that's the name of the town or if that's the name of the horse. We just bought this beautiful 14-2 hand mare, but she has too much speed. She is fearless and is good for someone that wants to go up and down hills through brush. Asking $500 or make an offer. I will probably accept it. I just have this visual of somebody just dashing up and down hills on this horse that's barely controllable.
This horse is bolting through the hills in the brush. We're basically at a full bolt, and there's nothing stopping this horse.
Exactly.
And, you know, it's those little 14-2 ones that'll get you in trouble, isn't it? It's those little ones. So.
But, you know, maybe they could have, you know, advertised this as an endurance prospect.
But good
there
day,
you
yes.
go.
And you'll be the winner because you're going to get there first.
Exactly.
Or at least the horse will. You may not be aboard, but the horse will be there. That's finish line. I love how this is the first one we've ever had that probably said, or I will probably accept it.
I know.
$5 and now it's out of here.
Okay.
Robin Donahue sent the following one in. Flashy gray mare, $500. Flashy gray mare, very athletic. Would be great for halter classes, pulling carriages, brood mare as a companion horse, or a yard ornament. Very easy keeper, great feet, and doesn't need shoes, clips, loads, and ties. Up to date on coggins, shots, and feet. Sounds terrific, right? Except for the last sentence. She is a bucker and would be great for anything she doesn't need to be ridden for. I love how people think, too, being a carriage driver, I love how people think, too, that horses do not buck when they're hooked in the harness in the carriage. That's a myth there, people. Horses buck in the carriage, too. And the thing is that they buck and kick out. Your head is usually right about the spot where their back feet are. So
totally.
You don't necessarily want a bucker in the carriage either.
No, and why would you want to breed a mare like that? You'd have two of them.
Because you're going to get the good traits, you know? You never get the bad traits, Lisa. That never happens.
Is that how that works?
Like, get the good ones. The lovely horse. Great
exactly.
yard ornament. Oh, by the way, if you ever see yard ornament, this is going in our book, Jennifer. If you ever see yard ornament in the ad, forget it. Just forget it. Move on. If they're admitting this horse is a yard ornament, pretty much that's it.
This
horse is a yard ornament, yes.
Exactly. So Robin Kane sent in our next ad, Paint Trail Horse. Chopper is a 14-year-old paint. He is more a trail
horse. What's his name again?
Chopper. Chopper. Yeah, not Chomper with an M. Chopper, C-H-O-P-P-E-R. Is a 14-year-old paint. He is more a trail horse than anything. This is my 10-year-old daughter's. He has an antsy personality. We got him for Gymkhana's. He did okay as long as he was at a walk or a jog, but when he had speed behind him, my daughter could not make him listen. She is a good rider. He also gave her a few bucks. The previous owner's daughter did Gymkhana's on him at a slow speed. $800 a trade. We are also looking for a Gymkhana horse.
A fast one, not a slow one.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. A slow game horse. I love it.
That's what every pony clever wants.
Exactly. Walk trot only.
Yeah. I want to be last every game I play in pony club
exactly.
for the next 4 years.
Yes.
You probably know the egg and the spoon. They might win that one because it's a nice, steady, slow gait. Might win that.
You know, eventually, they do ask for the canter in that class.
Oh, do they? In the egg and spoon, too?
They do. You know, I was the Minnesota State Egg and Spoon Championship for several years running when I was a teenager. So
you were?
I was. Yeah.
I had an amazing horse.
She listened to the announcer, so I didn't have to pay attention. So if she started to trot or canter or reverse, I knew that's what we were supposed to do. I was just focused on the egg.
That's funny. Did you have one of those
wild
little ponies?
Why don't you have that on your biography on Amazon?
You know,
when
I
you
should.
Go to author biography, Lisa Wysocki, it says nothing in there
about egg.
Minnesota State Egg and Spoon Champion.
That's probably one of my highest honors, and I've just totally disregarded it.
Yeah.
You need to put that in there.
I should, yeah.
You will sell more books.
I probably will.
Did you have one of those little ponies that would take care of you all except for when it didn't want to take care of you?
No, she did everything. She was awesome. Her name was Palmy. She was fabulous.
Well, that's good. It's always good when you end up with the one that actually is good. You know,
yes.
the one in 10 pony that will not fuck you off.
No. Yeah. She was awesome.
Terrific. Well, if anybody out there, Pony Clever, is looking for a terrific slow Gymkhana horse, then this is the one for you. It's a pink,
yes.
So it's probably pretty.
Probably.
Chelsea said, we all know how important that is when doing Gymkhana. Chelsea said, sent this one in. For sale, horse, trades, $750 in Dothan. Healthy 11-year-old horse for sale. Is a dun gelding and is 15 hands. Very chunky guy who needs a job to work on his waist. He's a wide load. He's strong in the mouth, but soft gates. Very comfy and sit and trout. Yes, that's right. You get a sit and trout with this one. We'll work at canter. We'll trade. Now, here we go. We'll trade for Jeep, parakeet and cage accessories, gold or cash. First come, first surge. Email, phone number, and I will call you. No pics. Does that mean they don't want you to send pics, or he's not sending pics? I'm not sure what that means, actually. But this is the first time that we've ever had somebody put the value of a Jeep at the same as the value of a parakeet in a cage.
Oh, my goodness. What could you say to that? I mean, that's just amazing.
I don't know. When I saw Jeep and parakeet side by side, I was like, what?
Yeah. Well, and in the ad, the no pics is in all capital letters. So that's,
yeah,
you know, that's very important, obviously, to the seller.
Yeah, this is one fat, ugly horse, and we're not sending you a picture.
Yes. Oh, man. So Genevieve DeClerc sent in an ad, horse trailer, $600, Newfield, New York.
Every
single
week.
Horse trailer, homemade, open top, step up, no ramp, not pretty but functional, new lights and wiring, recently painted, spare tire and cover tarp. You know, does it come with goggles for the horse? Because the open top thing concerns me a little bit.
It does have a top, Lisa. Don't you see it? It's the oddest thing I've ever seen. This every week we say this, but every week we get these trailers. This is the oddest trailer I've ever seen.
Really? Well, it's homemade. Somebody was being creative, you know.
It's narrow, too. You thought the one we had last week was narrow? I don't know that you're going to fit a goat in this one. It's pretty
yeah,
narrow.
Yeah, you'd have to have like a really skinny Arabian or something to get in here.
Hey, but the tires have air. That's
they do.
Something.
That they do,
something.
And the lights are brand new. So
that's right. It's just been painted. You can tell. It has just been painted. Oh, they
absolutely.
Painted right over the rust. Just painted right over.
Yeah.
Jennifer's going to post this one on Facebook, another classic trailer. And Jennifer, you said you're getting tons of trailers. Where do people find these trailers? I don't know where they go.
I don't know. I don't know.
Genevieve, that was a good one. That was out of New York. Usually they're out of the South. No offense, Lisa, but usually they're out of the South.
Oh.
Anita sent the following one in. A ridding horse. That's right. A ridding horse for sale. Most sell cheap $450 older dead broke. $350 2-year-old green boat, Brig Sound, great jumper prospect, and last 6-month-old jumper with papers. Please call. Come look if you're looking for a horse. They were shoo-ed this week. All are easy sound keeper, no voices. Please come look. That's right. None of them have voices.
No whinnies here.
That's right. These are mute horses. They have no voices. I think, I don't even understand what I read there, but I think there were a couple horses for sale, and that's all I know. That was just kind of a messed up ad.
I think so. But, you know, at the end, she says, please come look. So, you know, you never know.
She didn't put pictures either. Do you even respond to an ad that's a horse for sale without a picture? I just go right by it. I don't even,
Yeah, no, because if they don't have
a picture,
there's a reason.
Yeah, exactly.
So Rachel sent in this ad. You got to love this title. Flashy, Annoying Mare.
They're honest.
Meet Lulu. Lulu is a red dun grade paint mare, approximately 14 years and 15 hands. She is very hormonal and has the IQ of a penny. She is definitely not the best trail horse and prefers to keep her head up in the sky admiring the clouds. She will whinny excessively to anyone that will listen or to anyone who has tuned her out. When she meets a new horse, she will squeal and stomp and throw a big old fit. Under saddle, she doesn't have any bad habits or vices, but occasionally will shake so violently you better have your saddlebags tied down tight. She has good ground manners, is easy to shoe and bath. She neck reins, side passes, and knows her leads. Only $700.
That's a really good bad ad.
That's a good bad ad, yes. But, you know, at least they're honest. She's an annoying mare, and they're right up front about that. You got to give them credit for that.
You know, if we breed her with one of the horses from that have no voices, we might get a perfect horse, you know, because this is too loud. Those don't have any voices. It'd be great.
Yeah. It would be good. Yeah.
I love that they will stomp and throw a big old fit.
Yes.
And we can all picture what that looks like.
Exactly. That's a mare who knows her mind, you know. She just speaks up for herself.
By the way, Kentucky Performance Products can probably help you with a supplement for that. Just saying.
She's a Kardashian mare.
Yes.
Yeah.
She has a big ass, too. Oh, no. Shelly sent the following one in. By the way, thank you, Rachel. That's pretty good. Shelly sent the following one in. Horse for sale to good home only, $500. Do you ever see an ad that says horse for sale to crappy home?
No.
No, you never really did.
No.
Okay. This is all in caps, so I'm not going to yell. I'm losing my voice already. For sale, my son. Wait a minute. For sale, my son.
I thought that was illegal on Craigslist.
You know what I'm learning is that punctuation is very important in an ad. So
it's important anywhere,
Glenn. There's any in this ad. There's no punctuation in this ad. None.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. You know, these people really need your editor to look at
it
before
they
go out. Yeah.
They really do. And she may be listening in, Cindy Johnson. So there you go.
Cindy, could you please help all these people on Craigslist? You could have a side business. Just charge $1 an ad. It'd be great.
Yeah.
Okay. For sale, my son. Loves to play with. He is a friendly and gentle good old boy. Has high energy, perfect hard to catch and field, but will come for treats. I want him to go to good home as he is my baby. I will sell him with plenty of food and treats. He's only $500. You can pick him up anytime. Oh, what a mess. Apparently, treats are the most important thing to this pony, though. That's one thing I got out of that ad. This pony gets a lot of treats.
Absolutely.
He probably looks a lot like the fat one above.
Maybe they're brothers.
Could be.
Could be. Oh, my. Dee Dee sent this ad in. Two horses, $200 for both. $200. Have a mother and son pair of horses for sale. The mother is 4 years old and has paint, quarter horse, Appaloosa in the bloodline. 16 hands high. The son is less than a year old and has paint, quarter horse, stallion in the bloodline. Should be 18-20 hands when grown. Either horse has been ridden or broken. Buyer will be responsible for transporting the horses out. It's $200 for both horses, not $200 each. What a deal.
I love how stallion is a bloodline.
Yeah, I know.
We're heading to Inverness, Glenn. We're heading out right now.
Paint quarter horse / stallion. I love that.
Yeah.
And you're going to be 18-20 hands. That's tough for a quarter horse. I've really never even seen a quarter horse with 20 hands. I haven't.
I have not seen that either.
No, I saw a 20-hand Percheron when we were up to World Percheron Congress, but never a paint quarter horse.
No.
Maybe got that a little off. Yeah. $200 though, by the pound, that's a great deal for a 20-hand.
$200 for both, Glenn.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Terrific.
Yeah.
Beth sent the last one in. Want for free or cheap, don't we all? Looking for a free or cheap miniature mayor horse, that's M-A-Y-O-R, a mayor horse, or Jenny Donkey. Needed for campaign. Ship for miniature horse. Please call if you have one. Wait a minute. Let me repeat this. This person is looking for a mayor for a campaign. That's what it says.
Yeah.
Looking
that's
for a mayor horse for a campaign.
Yeah,
you
that's another one that might benefit from a little editing.
Yes.
Autocorrect out of the way.
Well, you know, next week is the voting on Tuesday, right? So
very timely.
Maybe the prospective mayor was going to come in on a horse or a Jenny Donkey. I'm not sure where that came in, but
Oh, gee.
I think Rachel has to get the sorno more for Lulo, the annoying mare.
The annoying mare, absolutely.
Yes. And you know what? Who deserves sorno more than an annoying mare? So there you go. That's appropriate. Now we need to give away, what's the other prize up here? Uncle Jimmy's hanging balls. Who deserves Uncle Jimmy's hanging balls?
Oh, wow. Well, you know, there's Marianne with the speedy horse dashing up and down the trails, or there's the 18-20 hand horse, which is very interesting. And then you know, the trailer. I mean, who can forget the trailer? So,
you know what? I think I'm going to give it to the trailer, because to be honest, I don't think you could even fit Uncle Jimmy's hanging balls in that trailer. So
probably not. Probably not.
Let alone a horse with, you know, something. So this has been an interesting show, from the talking about how to prop yourself up to take good pictures, which was very interesting and will be in my mind all day, to all the conversations we've had since then.
Yes.
Lisa, I am surprised you don't write romance novels, by the way. Because,
you know, I've thought about it, but I just...
You know, look at 50 Shades of Grey, Lisa. Made it.
I know. You know. I just... maybe next year.
Well, you know how you say you know that the characters speak to you? Maybe you haven't been talking to the right ones.
Well, there you go, because I do have all these voices in my head. There's a number of them that are just kind of waiting to get out, so maybe I need to listen a little more carefully.
Yeah, you know, we all have those voices in our heads, and those particular characters that write 50 Shades of Grey, we usually choose to ignore or sequester. Yeah.
Yes. So maybe I need to be listening a little differently.
Thank you to Soar No More Performance Liniment, and also to Uncle Jimmy's. We appreciate Uncle Jimmy's volunteering his hanging balls for our contest every time. And, of course, it is Halloween. All of you have a fantastic Halloween day. Be safe out there. Remember that, you know, your horses can get scared when the ghouls show up. So let's keep your horses safe from everything that happens on Halloween night. And I know there's some horse people that absolutely dread this because of their horses. So, you know, keep them safe, lock them up in the barn, and have a great day anyway. Thank you so much, Lisa. We appreciate you filling in. What's your website?
It's lisawysocky.com, W-Y-S-O-C-K-Y. And thanks for having me on. I really had a good time.
I enjoy it every single time you stop back. So please do it again, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
And everybody, have a good Breeders' Cup. Wave to Jamie in the crowd. You'll see her. She's in the far up-hand, left-hand corner of the stadium.
It's the Fascinator on.
Yeah, it's the Fascinator falling off. Yeah, that'd be her.